every day, me and you. The Good News and Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good News and Shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing his teaching on knowing and believing the love of God and how knowing and believing He loves you can cause you to win every time. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen. Welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about knowing and believing the love of God. And, you know, it occurs to me, maybe even some of the things I've been talking about lately are even just a little hard to believe. And today it's going to get worse for you. Because you're going to see Jesus be kind to someone caught in sin. And remember, if we see Jesus do it, then that's who the Father really is. That He is, Jesus is the express image of the Father, Hebrews chapter 1 says. And so we're going to watch Jesus be kind to someone. We're going to watch Jesus handle a conflict. And now, I'm building on some things. I've already gone through a lot of verses, and I've already taught a bunch of things. And especially in this knowing and believing the love of God, it's not just our radio broadcast we have on our website. We actually have some extended teachings on there where I've taught entire hours on some of these things I'm just teaching on for 12 minutes. And so I'm asking you to please go to KurtOwen.com, K-U-R-T-O-W-E-E-N, and listen to these materials and join, subscribe to our YouTube channel, because these things will change your life forever. And our partners make it possible for you to have these absolutely free. And if this is a blessing to you, and if this does change your life, I'm asking you to go and help us to change other people's lives by becoming a partner with Kurt Owen Ministries. We're here in John chapter 8, and we're going to be in verse 2. Now, early in the morning, he came again into the temple, and all the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them. And then the scribes and the Pharisees brought to him a woman caught in adultery. And when they had sat her in the midst, they said to him, "Teacher, this woman was caught in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded that such should be stoned. What do you say?" Now the question is, stone her or don't stone her? They said this, testing him, that they might have something of which to accuse him. But when Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger, as though he did not hear. So when they continued asking him, he raised up and said to them, "He who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first." Then he stooped down and wrote on the ground. Then those who heard it, being convicted by their conscience, went one by one, beginning with the oldest even to the last. Now, Jesus was left alone and the woman standing in the midst. Now, I've already taught pretty much everything I've read, I've already taught on in previous broadcasts, so you need to go and look for it there. But I want to hit a few high points, because this is going to be important as we go along. Jesus goes in to teach in a church. He sits down to teach. There's a congregation he's teaching. Okay, so he's facing a group of people. The local preachers' union brings a lady caught in adultery in the very act. And that she's been brought out of the bed. Hopefully she's got a sheet on. If not, she's naked. And they bring her in. And now they're like, "Hey, Moses says that she should be stoned." They've taken away her identity. That's what religion tries to do. It tries to make you a member of the masses rather than somebody personally loved by God. And that's why you got to avoid religion like the plague. You've got to embrace the reality now of the relationship. Jesus stoops down. He's writing something. We don't know what he's writing. I know a lot of people say they know what he was writing. If it was important, he'd tell us what he wrote. He gets an answer from the Father. They give him A or B. Stone her or don't stone her? And the Father gives him option C. Thank God for the wisdom of God. And he says, "Let him who is without sin, he who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first." So now he puts it back on them. "Okay, guys, which of you is willing to testify that you have no sin?" Well, the oldest people get convicted first, because if you've been around a while, you realize that I've made some errors and I've made some mistakes. Now, you know, with the younger, we have what's called the pride of life. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, when I was 18, my mama was as dumb as a box of rocks. I mean, I didn't think that she should thank God that I showed up to be a part of her life, because at 18, I already knew everything and I needed to help mama. And then it was amazing by the time I got to 25 how much mama had learned. And it wasn't that mama had learned anything. It was that I had realized that I, you know, because when I'm 18, honestly, I'm walking around acting like I don't smell when I sweat. And that my sweat, you know, that when I sweat, it smells like cologne. And everybody loves it. Not really, not because that's the pride of life. And when you're younger, you think you know everything. You think you've done everything right. But as you get older, you begin to understand some things, that people make mistakes, that things are not just black and white, that there can be gray, that there can be good people do some very bad things. Now, I'm not saying that's true of everyone. And so they're sitting there, and these older people are like, you know, I've lived a lot of years, boys. I think I'm going to have to excuse myself because I can't pick up a rock today. I've been around a while. Now, the oldest person leaves first. Now, eventually, you know, the younger person might say, well, I can do it. I can do it. And then everybody, all of a sudden, they're left by themselves. And then now the youngest person's standing there and they're realizing, you know, if they, I don't know that I want to throw a rock out or by myself. You know, sometimes pride says, I'll be telling everybody I'm the only perfect one. And then it's like, well, maybe that's pride in and of itself. Maybe I got some issues. And so they leave. Now, this is where it starts to get good. Okay, in my opinion, because now we're going to watch how Jesus treats a person that just quit sinning. And when I say just quit sinning, I don't mean 10 years ago. I don't mean 10 months ago. I don't mean 10 weeks ago. I'm not even sure it's 10 minutes ago. She was caught in adultery in the very act. And up to this point, she has said absolutely nothing. No, I'm sorry. No, I repent. None of that. Now, I love this when it starts, stops. It says that those who heard it, being convicted by their conscience, went out one by one, beginning with the oldest even to the last. And Jesus was left alone and the woman standing in the midst. Jesus was left alone with the woman standing in the midst. Now, why does it say he was left alone? Because there's still one man here that can pick up a rock. If the criteria is that him that is without sin cast the first stone, there's still somebody there. He is left alone because he stands all by himself. I am without sin. I have never betrayed my Father. I came into this earth to love you and to save you. I have battled sin since I knew what sin was. I have faced the pressure of the mountain of temptation. And I stand here before you completely sinless. I can pick up the rock. Think about it. He's about to show us who the Father is. He's about to show us how a righteous man behaves. How a man that has lived his life before God and lived his life perfectly before God. He's left alone. They might have all had to leave. They might have all had to set down the rock. But he doesn't. And so he's standing there alone in his purity, in his righteousness. And he alone can pick up the rock. So does he? Is that what he does? Is that who Jesus is? Is that who the Father is? Standing there righteously waiting to throw the stone. Wanting to punish you. Wanting to hurt you. Is that who he is? Because he could testify right now. Because remember, they're still in church, right? Standing there in the midst, left alone with the woman in the midst, right? So she is still between him and the people. The people are staring at her. He's there. And now he could testify to the people. Let everybody know. Let all those present know. I am the sinless Lamb of God. I will stone her. I can do it. I am the only one that can pick up a stone. But does he? Is that who God is? We've been told that's who he is. We've been told that God is waiting on high. God is going to get you for that. Now again, I want you to see here, he is here with this woman in this congregation, and he can condemn her, he can accuse her, but will he? Is that what he wants to do? Is that what he's driven to do? Does righteousness demand he condemn her? Or can there be love in the midst of sin? So, he looks at her. He's standing there in the midst. Now, you know, before we get into that, I guess we're going to have to get into the rest of this tomorrow, but I want you to think about this. This isn't a jury trial. You know, a lot of people would feel the pressure to do something. Well, this congregation's sitting right here. I've got to show these people righteousness. I've got to show this. I can't afford to show mercy because now they're going to think I'm just okay with adultery. Now they're going to think I'm okay with that. Did you realize that Jesus was not moved by that? He wasn't moved by the crowd at all. He wasn't moved by what he thought. He wasn't moved by what his disciples thought. He was moved by one thing, and that was the love for this woman. Now, we're going to see here, he's not saying you didn't sin. Because, you know, a lot of times people say, well, his love, it doesn't matter. Oh, it mattered to him because he specifically brings it up. But if you're sitting there and you've made some mistakes, Jesus is not condemning you. Jesus wants to help you. And you're going to see that in fullness tomorrow. But I want you to know that we're about to see the spotless Son of the living God, the spotless Lamb, the one that could pick up the stone. Refuse to. And so if stones have been being thrown at you, I want you to hear me today. Jesus is not the one that's been throwing them. Even if it was his people saying, well, I'm a Christian in this, that's not who their Lord is. And we'll talk about this tomorrow.
Attention, faithful men of God. Kurt Owen Ministries wants to invite you to the 2019 Men's Faith Advance. This year's topic is Speak to the Mountain and will be held at the beautiful Fountain Beach Resort on the Atlantic Ocean in Daytona Beach. You will hear anointed messages from Kurt Owen, Pastor Aaron Dirksen, Pastor Patrick Hodeling, along with Praise and Worship with Charlie LeBlanc. You owe it to yourself to learn how to unleash the very power of God that is already inside of you simply by speaking His Word to any mountain in your life. The mountain will move in the name of Jesus. It's just a matter of faith, and faith comes by hearing, and you will hear at this Faith Advance. The price is $175. It's all inclusive, including two nights of hotel stay, all of your meals, and entrance into all of the conference sessions. Registration is easy. Simply text the word advance to the number 44321. Space is limited, so do not delay. Save your spot now to this life-changing event simply by texting the word advance to the number 44321. This will link you to all of the information that you need to register. Come join us to learn how to speak to the mountain. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors Incorporated. Solus Roofing Contractors.